Hey guys, my name is David and this is Henry. We've got Sam, Mohit, Punch, Sunny, and Saeed joining us, and we're Team Nablet. So basically what we want to do is we want to attract and retain top talent and eliminate location being a problem for someone going back to their internship by matching interns with local college students who can provide personalized experiences for them. Because it's a big issue when you get this great internship offer and you go there and then you find out, you know, the work's great but the location's not, and you sort of don't have anybody, you know, if there's not a good platform that the internship offers you to really explore where you're at, you often, you know, find an unsatisfactory experience and you might not go back simply because of the location. And so we want to come and solve that problem. I mean, the steps to use Nablet's really easy. First, you say, hey, I'm having an internship in Atlanta. I set my location. Then you put in your interests. You say, hey, I'm in Atlanta. I like nightlife. I like Indian food. Match me up someone that has those same interests. After that, you can look at a portfolio of tour guides who have exactly the same things, interests as you. And from there, you can select one. They can provide you with an itinerary, Nablet resources on where to go during the day or the night for the city tours. You can meet up with them for an in-person tour. So that's, you know, a gist of how Nablet works. Saeed, you want to talk a little bit about our origins?
Yeah, so we started not too long ago, back in October at Hack Atlanta, where we placed second place overall and won the Best Microsoft Prize. From that, because we won the Best Microsoft Prize, we actually got to come to the ribbon cutting ceremony right here at Microsoft Innovation Center. And there we got to pitch to a lot of influential people. We got to pitch to the mayor of Atlanta, the president of Microsoft North America, and the CEO of the Metro Atlanta Chamber. And because we met the CEO of the Metro Atlanta Chamber, we're now part of the Choose Atlanta initiative, and we're getting continual support from Microsoft. In addition to this, we've also recently participated in a pitch competition hosted by AKSI at Georgia Tech,
yep,
where we pitched to 7 angel investors and got interest from about 5 of them. We're looking to get our first clients with State Farm and potentially West Rock.
Thanks, Saeed, for the great background. So let's go ahead and go straight into how Nablet works. So we're going to, back to what I was saying before about the way you would go about using Nablet, the select, match, chat, meet, and explore. We're going to go through that process here with a little demo we got to show you. So what you're looking at now is the homepage of Nablet. Sunny, you want to tell a little bit how they can, if they're confused, how they can find out more information here?
Yeah, so essentially this is the homepage of Nablet. It gives you a little 5 icons to give you a little overview of what Nablet does. If you scroll down to the bottom, they have a little carousel which can tell you more information about each kind of step in the Nablet process. So here, for example, chat with local gives you a little short description, mm-hmm, for people who are confused the first time hearing about Nablet on the homepage. After you log in, for example, then you can go to the dashboard. From this dashboard, your My Profile is created. So here we have Saeed, which can fill in his information such as phone number, email address, website, what kind of a little about me, his different languages.
Cool.
But the most important part is the interest tab.
Gotcha. So this is how we match with our tour guides, right?
That's exactly correct, David. So essentially, under the interest tab, we have different subcategories where we have food, music, nightlife, outdoors, sports, and technology.
Cool.
And essentially, it's a simple tag-based feature where you just type in something, it'll look in our database, and you press enter, it'll save those interests as well.
Cool.
So now when you have all your interests inputted and you've set your profile up, you set your profile image essentially, or you can do it from Facebook as well.
Okay.
You can go to the search for guides menu icon. Here you essentially say, what dates am I going on, what I want to request for a tour. So essentially we say,
let's do tomorrow,
April 14th, and I'm going for 1 week, for example. So I say 1 week, and where is my location? I'm looking in the Atlanta area. So we have Atlanta, Georgia, and we say submit. Now we get a bunch of tour guides, search results with their profiles,
okay,
and they're all sorted by a number of common interests. So essentially, it goes
so Arif Siddiqui has the most interests.
Yeah, so we have 12 interests. Cool. Now to see exactly like a quick view of what interests are in common, mm-hmm, you just hover over the profile image, and they give you a nice list of all interests that are common between you and this guide. And you can see everyone's interest commons. So now essentially saying, hey, I have interests of 7, 6 kind of aspects.
Gotcha.
Now we say, hey, I want to match with, for example, David Wang.
Okay,
so me. I click on that. You can see his profile.
Cool.
He gives you a little short description about me, his personal, he gives you birthday, he gives you where he's located,
mm-hmm,
and you can see also all his interests, not just the ones that were common with you, but every single interest he has. So maybe you think, oh, that's pretty cool that I'm from this guide, I want to learn more about it. You can also do that as well.
Gotcha.
So now you say, I want to request a guide. So you can put a little short comment saying if you want to do specifically, hey, I'm really looking for a good time at nightlife, for example. So you just type in nightlife or any other comment you want, and you say request.
Gotcha.
Now, once this request, the guy will get a notification saying, hey, you have a new user that requested you for these dates. You can see his profile, and if you want to, you can accept that itinerary. Awesome. Once that has been accepted, you can go to the My Itineraries page, and it will pop up saying, hey, you get you to create an itinerary with who, and who's the user and the guide, and you say select. So now you view the itinerary, and in this case, we are the guide, for example, and we've built an entire itinerary for this person. And it says on the top, you are a guide for David Wang. And now we say we have entered to some sports icon or sports events. We have entered some food places based on what the interests are. Now, for example, let's say you don't want Fox Bros Barbecue. You want more questions about that because you never heard of that or you are unfamiliar with that. So you have, we have a live chat feature, which essentially you can chat with the guide and the user without having to go to another platform like text messaging or Facebook, or for example. And you can say, hey, want to know more info? About food. He sends it to him. You'll get a notification on your side saying, you have a new chat notification, and you can figure out exactly what they want to learn. Now, as a guide, you take the user's preference, and you will build this itinerary for them.
Cool.
So you have the aspect of dragging and dropping to move stuff around.
So I can reorder things.
Reorder stuff, and it will dynamically show it on the map, all the interest points, and the new route that gets created.
Cool, can I delete stuff too?
You can delete stuff as well, so you can press like, hey, I don't want this anymore.
That will update the map.
It will update the map, and it also centers the map automatically.
How about, I want to see the feature of how we add stuff. So
okay, so essentially there's a search box here. So like, for example, the user tells us, hey, I want to add another place. Yeah. Something that I'm interests me is...
Let's do the Flatiron Building.
Yeah, so we say Flatiron Building. So essentially we say Flatiron Building in Atlanta. So you see Flatiron Building. You click on it, it will show you a little marker. You click on the marker, and it will say, what is the Flatiron Building? You want to change the name to something else. The address will be auto-generated from the maps, and you can set what category it is. In this case, it's probably a technology, for example. So we say we want technology, and we can add a comment saying Microsoft, for example. And we say add. That gets added to the end of the itinerary. Now, for example, the user says, hey, I don't want to do Flatiron Building right now. I want to do it in the beginning. So you can just simply drag, for example, and it gets auto route is created for you.
That's cool.
Awesome.
All right, so that's a little bit of the core functionality. You saw both from the customer side looking for a tour and how they match with the tour guides. And what we've just shown you here is the tour guide giving an itinerary to the customer. So we've sort of shown the users sort of both sides, right, Sunny?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Hey again, so all of us here at Navlet are really thankful that you took this opportunity to watch this video about how Navlet works and sort of what we are and what we do. So if you're interested, if you're maybe an intern looking to bring this to your company and seeing maybe the value you could bring and helping everybody stay in such a great work environment, or if you are, you know, someone working in HR and you'd like us to come in and implement our services for you guys, please give us a call or contact us via email. All of our contact information is on our website, but as well, you can also give us an email at team@navlet.com. Thank you so much.